So, Phil Dermuth, the mayor of the District of Kitimat.
Okay, great. Mayor Dermuth, first off, thank you so much for giving me time today to speak to me. What I'm most interested in hearing is how the community of Kitimat is doing so well with your high vaccination rates and your low COVID case numbers compared to the rest of the North. So what are you doing differently?
So first off, I'd like to say, Pam, you know, that we're obviously extremely pleased that members of Kitimat and Kitimat Village have demonstrated a strong initiative to get vaccinated. You know, it's something that our leaders from our community will continue to encourage. So honestly, I can't say specifically why our communities have been so successful in achieving the high vaccination rates. But I do know that right from the outset of COVID-19, there's been a very strong and coordinated response to the pandemic. As soon as you know, the pandemic hit, our fire chief organized community stakeholder meeting in partnership with the Haisla Nation that had participation from all relevant agencies, service providers, government and health representatives, and industry and business partners. So now the focus of those meetings right from the outset was basically to identify the risk to our community and how to mitigate the risk through united effort. So I believe, you know, this allowed our communities to respond to the pandemic with a coordinated approach and consistent communication.
I mean, was part of the, I'd like to know, I guess, some sort of details. So, you know, mitigating the spread in a coordinated approach, does this mean, like, you know, were there maybe perhaps more vaccination clinics, pop-up clinics, you know, a lot of messaging throughout town and online? What were you doing in order to keep the community buy-in as kind of like the clearest approach, and why you were asking people, I guess, to get vaccinated?
Well, why we were asking people to get vaccinated was obvious, right, to prevent the spread of COVID-19. And, you know, we really, of course, also want to thank all of the, as I mentioned, the relevant agencies. You know, we had Northern Health there. You had WorkSafe BC. Of course, the Haisla Nation, which was a partnership with this. And then the outstanding job that industry did, you know, Rio Tinto, LNG Canada, Kitimat LNG, Coastal GasLink, Civeo, Horizon North, you know, the camps. Everybody was doing everything they could to make sure that people understood what the risks were and to, you know, to encourage getting vaccinated and the benefits that would come to all of us from that. So clearly it was a concerted effort. And, you know, I think our fire chief did an outstanding job of getting those stakeholder meetings started with in partnership with our the Haisla Nation. So, you know, as we've moved through the challenges of this pandemic, I think I've noticed that this approach has contributed to a greater sense of a united and an inclusive community. So, you know, we'd also, of course, want to commend and sincerely thank all of the frontline workers, of course, and everyone else who has worked so hard to mitigate the impacts of COVID-19 in our community and beyond.
Yeah, absolutely. And I completely echo that sentiment as well. What is the partnership that you have with the Haisla Nation? And is it specific to the pandemic, or can you explain what your partnership is that you've mentioned?
Yeah, it's just really a partnership, just wanting to work together. You know, there's nothing on paper or anything like that. It's just, you know, we realize how close we are and how integrated we are. So of course it benefits both of us, especially like a pandemic, to try and work together and make sure that we're all putting out the same messages, that we're receiving the same messages. And, you know, the two communities have been linked for decades and decades, and we're so close to each other. So it only made sense to want to work together on this. So, you know, we're very happy to have that relationship and, you know, just hope it keeps getting better.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Do you have a message from your lovely and much, much desired perspective of the situation that you're in? Do you have a message to the people of Smithers and as well Dease Lake and other Burns Lake and communities and Houston, for instance, where the numbers have started to rise again, where the cases have started to rise again? Do you have a message for them?
No, I can't really say that, right? I was elected to speak for the people of Kitimat. I don't want to tell anybody else what to do. I think the results of getting vaccinated are clear, you know, so I think that's for the leadership of the other communities to speak to their own elected or their own, you know, people.
Yeah, absolutely. Mayor, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today. I really appreciate hearing from you.
Okay, you're very welcome, Pam, and thank you for the opportunity.
Okay,